I don't know how many of you have heard of an author by the name of Max Lucado. He's a very avid writer, really great author, and he shares the following about his life growing up. As a youngster, I had a high jump bar in the backyard and spent hours throwing myself over that bar. And it was actually made of an old fishing pole and mattress that I had found. I was proud of my achievement until my older brother and his friends came by and they raised the bar. When they jumped, their minimum was my maximum. They began where I finished, jumped higher than I ever dreamed possible, and they set a whole new standard for me. And so at the beginning of this year, one of the questions I'd like to ask you and me is, what would it look like for you and me to raise the bar of our life for 2015? And probably an even more important question for you and me is, how would the Lord have us raise that bar? What does that look like for you and me to raise that bar in our life, maybe in a particular area or different areas at the beginning of this new year? As we consider that question today, I want to focus in on a particular book of the Bible called the book of Proverbs. It's actually the book of wisdom in the Bible. So many books for wisdom for that, but Proverbs in particular. It actually was used to train children in ancient Israel who were royalty to prepare them for leadership. And actually, it is the go-to Bible, the go-to part of the Bible for wisdom and learning about wisdom. Some really great one-sentences, one-liners in that particular book that you can just take with you and memorize and use for a lifetime. They're insightful and powerful. And in particular, I want to invite you and me at the beginning of this new year to begin to focus in on some specific areas, that being the areas of our relationships, of our finances, the promises that God has made in relationship to you and me, and finally, in relationship to good and evil. Just having the wisdom and the practicality to begin to make conscious and good choices about the direction that we're going to take in this new year. The book of Proverbs is wonderful for that. In Proverbs 1:7, we read, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." Now, it's interesting, in that particular verse, a lot of people get hung up on the word fear. Let me just say, it's not what you're thinking of, but rather what the author is talking about is the whole idea of having an awe and reverence of God. So what that means is the same sense that you and I have, hopefully, as we come here to worship the Lord God Almighty each week here in this sanctuary, there's that sense of awe. There's that sense of reverence. There's that sense of being in the presence of the holy, of someone we're supposed to follow and honor in terms of his word to us and direction in our lives. That's what that means. And as you and I walk in that, we'll begin to have the knowledge and the wisdom and the discipline from God that each one of us need. So in honoring our Lord, we need to ask again, what does it look like for you and I to raise the bar in 2015? And I know for some of you, you might be saying, "Father Joe, I'm not looking to raise the bar. I'm actually just looking to get out of bed in the morning. That is a good start for my day. That is a good beginning." And so if you're at the place of just getting out of bed in the morning, that's great. We'll start there. If you're at the place of raising the bar, we can go there. Wherever you might be, this word, these words of wisdom from Proverbs will apply to each of our lives. Again, in our relationships, our priorities, in the direction of the holy in our lives, and stewardship as well. What does raising the bar look like in each of those areas of our lives? Proverbs 21:5 shares, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty." And so again, what the author is sharing with us in Proverbs is that diligently working toward a goal, carefully conceived, leads to profit. So there is a place for goals, a goal or two goals or three goals. There is a place for plans. There is a place for hearing from God about, "God, what would you have me do in relationship to this particular project, or in relationship to this particular person, or in my relationship to you and growing closer to you and becoming more holy? What next step or next steps do you have for me?" As we diligently work toward the goal, that God has for us, there will be profit for us. But also the end part of that verse says, hastiness. Spirit of being rushed or just reactive will lead to loss. Now, maybe in your own life, or maybe you've been around people in your own life who just seem to be rushed. Everything they do is in reaction to everybody around them. They seem to thrive on drama to some extent. If there's not drama, they will create drama. And that's just who they are. And ultimately, that will lead to loss. If that is true of your life, if that is true of somebody in your life, in your family, pray for them. Pray for yourself that the Lord might lead us to a place of diligence, of prayerfulness, of responding rather than reacting and drama. It'll lead to a whole different outcome. So again, I'm going to ask you right now, what does God's next step look for you, look like for you at this present moment for 2015? And again, we're going to take a moment. You have a bulletin. There are pencils in your pews. Maybe you have a pen that you want to use. And we're going to take a moment for reflection during my message right now. And you can use a bulletin. You can use one of the envelopes in there if you want to. You can use whatever you want. Just make sure it's something that you can take with you, because this is for you to look at and to consider and to embrace during this coming year, the first Sunday of the new year. So again, how is the Lord speaking to you, and what is on your heart in terms of raising the bar, in terms of a relationship, in terms of your priorities, in terms of moving toward the holy, toward the Lord, or in terms of stewardship? I'm not looking for three separate things under each one of these. Please, no. I'm not looking for a whole list of one page. No. Maybe just one or two or three different things that are on your heart would be more than enough. So let me give you a couple of moments to do that. I'm going to sit down to do that as well. I'm coming back, okay? But I'm just going to give you a couple moments to reflect. Please write these down, and then I'll take us on the next step. Now, what I'd like you to do with what you have is, if you've written something down, just put your hand on that if you would. If you haven't written anything down and you've just been thinking about it, it's in your mind, then put your hand on your heart. And then if you would, just in a spirit of prayer, let us pray together for this. Lord, we give you thanks for these goals, this sense of how you'd have us raise the bar in 2015 in our lives. Lord, whatever relationship we have written down, whatever priority, whatever holy direction you want to lead us in, whatever area of stewardship you're calling us to go more deeply in with you, whether it's heart, time, talent, or treasure, there might even be another goal or priority you've put upon our hearts. We give you thanks for that. We thank you for speaking to us about the direction for our lives. And as we lay our hands upon this piece of paper or upon our hearts, we ask that you would honor this step that we've made in this moment. We pray that you would bless it. We pray that you would bless the people that we've written about. We pray that you would bless the goals that we have recorded, and that you would guide and lead our steps in this coming year in wonderful, wondrous, fulfilling ways of these wonderful goals that you have for our lives. For we ask it in your name. Amen. So take these with you. Cut them out. Put them in your Bible. Paste them along your fridge, in a devotional. Wherever you're going to take a look at them, maybe you'll take them home and transpose them to your journal. But it's very important, I think, at the beginning of the year to write these down. One of the things I've noticed in my life is that actually toward the end of the year before, probably starting about September, October, in through the rest of the year, God is already speaking to me about what's coming up and speaking to me about some things. Maybe he does the same with you, I don't know. But I trust that has happened for you in this moment. Write these down, remember them, speak about them, pray about them, because they are precious promises and visions that God has given you, and God will honor them, and God will direct you in this. I want you to remember also, you might want to write this down, Proverbs 24:3. Proverbs 24:3 shares, "By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it's established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures." I love that image of the house of your life. Isn't that great? You know, all of you probably have noticed in Naples there's a lot of building going on, isn't there? All kinds of houses being torn down and built up, commercial properties going up. I mean, the building boom is on again. And you know, there's a process for building a house or a commercial property in Naples. You first of all have to get all kinds of permits. You have to purchase the land. Then you get architectural plans that have to go into the city. Once they get into the city, you need to have the grace of patience because it may be a while. And then the building begins to happen eventually and all kinds of stuff. And you know, it's interesting. Every house, every building, every commercial property that we see goes through that process of planning. And that beautiful house that you see that you're driving along, you kind of slow down and say, "Man, did you see that house? I can't believe that they thought to do that and what that one particular part of the house and what they did. Isn't that gorgeous?" It all happened because it was planned. It was thought out. It was deliberated about. It was considered. Something was scratched off. Something was added. And it was built with forethought and insight and integrity and skill. Guess what? That's the same way God wants to build your life. That's the same way in which God wants to construct you, in a very intentional, powerful, beautiful way. Listen to this proverb. "By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established." That's how God wants to build your house, with wisdom and understanding. It's a process. It's going to take time. "Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures." I love that idea. Did you know that God wants to continue to fill the room of your house, the rooms of your house, with rare and beautiful treasures? And you might say to yourself, "Father Joe, I have so many rare and beautiful treasures already. You just have no idea." Well, let me say something to you. You have no idea what more God wants to give you. There are rare and beautiful treasures of spiritual gifts, of miracles, of healing, of love, of mercy, of forgiveness. He might want you to whack off that old room that you never let anybody go into, that storage room that just has a bunch of old junk that, you know what, you need to get rid of it. And he wants to get rid of it and put a whole new thing on there, maybe put a patio or a pool or whatever into the home of your house, your spiritual being. This year could be really exciting for you and me if we will but listen to the master builder of lives, the God who can build your life like nobody else, including you and me. God can help us build the house of our life with wisdom, integrity, and great blessing. And beloved, hear this. That is his intention. He is not satisfied with second best. Our God is a God of excellence. Our God can take our mistakes and make something beautiful out of them. And our God can continue to build in our lives in masterful ways. We just have to surrender to his wisdom and to the plans that he has for us. I would recommend to you the book of Proverbs. I would recommend to you a Bible that has a concordance. Go in there and look through the goals that maybe you've written down on your paper about relationships. There's all kinds of things in Proverbs about relationships, about finances, about holiness and things like that. And you can read specific verses that speak into your life about filling your house with rare and beautiful treasures. In closing, I want to share with you the following true story. An elderly carpenter was ready to retire. He told his employer of his plans to leave and have a more leisurely life with family and friends. He would miss the paycheck, but it was time for him to go. The contractor was sorry to hear this news from a very good worker and asked if he could build just one more house as a personal favor to him. The carpenter said yes, but in time it was apparent his heart was not in it. He resorted to shoddy workmanship, used inferior materials, and it was a sad way to end such a wonderful career. When the carpenter finished his work, the contractor came to inspect the house and then handed the front door key to the carpenter, saying, "This is your house, my gift to you." What a shock. What a shame. If he had known that he was building his own house, he would have done it so differently. So it is with you and me. We build our lives in a distracted way, reacting rather than responding, willing to put up with less than the best. At important points, we don't give the job our best effort. Each day, you hammer a nail, place a board, or erect a wall. Beloved of God, I share with you and me at the beginning of this new year a word of wisdom and a word of encouragement. Whatever you do with your life, build wisely. Hear me again. Build wisely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.